Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, what does the new decriminalisation laws mean in terms of protection for teens participating in sexting?
Yeah, well, it's pretty important, and it's a lot more complicated than we think. So previously, if you were sexting and you were under the age of 18, that meant by law you could be charged with possession of child pornography because it's a person who's under 18. And normally it would be images or something like that of a sexually explicit nature of someone else. So now the change has been made by the government in New South Wales. So it's a bit different in each state, but in New South Wales, a change has been made. So if you're under 18, say you're 16, and you're in a relationship with someone who is a similar age to you, so not someone who's 25, someone who's very close in age to you, and you are sexting and it's mutually... you know, you're both agreeing that it's something that you both want to engage in, then it's not a criminal act. And if you know, things did go wrong, and you could always, if you were in the court, you could say, well, they were the same age and we both consented to this mutual sexting. So it does change it. So it does give people who are under the age of 18 just a bit more freedom in their relationship to be able to express themselves sexually.
Absolutely. And I get it's a very positive thing for those people who are in those situations, because otherwise, if, you know, it does go south, the relationship does go south and things do get out. I guess with the old legislation, things could have gone horribly wrong for people that were, I guess, innocently, you know, sexually developing in this new technological age that we are living in right now. The government has labelled sexting as a part of normal sexual development. How can sexting, I guess, offer a new platform for young people and their sexual experimentation?
Yeah, so they're saying what's normal, part of normal development, so your normal sexual development. But in saying that, I think we can't sort of say everyone should be doing it. You should all feel comfortable with it. It's not about that. It's just that if you do feel comfortable in it and you are in a relationship where you both want to do it, then it's okay. So I think in some ways it gives people just a little bit more freedom to be able to express themselves sexually. We know that anything we do on the screen makes us a little bit braver, and that's good and bad.
Yeah.
But it can make you a bit braver to say things or to express yourself in ways that you might find a bit confronting to do, you know, face to face with the person. So that, you know, has some positive things. If you're sort of just getting used to being in a relationship or, you know, communicating sexually, that can sort of help you. If you're a little bit shy or something like that, it can help you. But as I said, it's not for everyone. It's only those people who feel like they want to express themselves that way.
Yeah. So while it's a normal, I guess, a normal thing to do, if you're not doing it, you don't need to worry that you're not doing it. It's not a thing that you need to do to get through sexual development. It's just one of those things that you can do these days because of our technology and all that kind of stuff. So why is it important to address sexting as a positive act when it has been previously looked upon from that kind of negative perspective as well?
Yeah, well, one of the good things is that it's showing that the government and other sort of authorities are seeing that, you know, teenagers today are living in quite a different world to teenagers, say, 20 or 30 years ago. And, you know, technology has made a big impact on how we communicate with each other, whether it's just through friends or through work or sexually. So that acknowledgement is really important that, you know, those growing up years are changing, you know, and we respond in different ways. It also, you know, a lot of people under 18 aren't really up with all the legalities of life and all the details of law. So I think a lot of people who are under 18 wouldn't really have been aware of the legalities of sexting someone or receiving an image maybe of someone that you didn't ask for, the legal implications for them. And I think that's really important then, because it puts a lot of onus on people who are under 18 to be up with the law. So that in itself, I think, is difficult too. So I think this is a good move, as long as it's sort of really communicated widely, you know, through different sort of social media means and things that people of this age are reading.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess education is a big part of that. What needs to be done to further educate teens on the social and legal consequences when it comes to sharing explicit content online?
Yeah, well, I think a few things. So I do a lot of research, and in that I'm always talking to teenagers about all sorts of aspects of their technology use, including texting. Sexting. So one of the things that is really important is making sure that this kind of information is accessible to teens and accessible in places that they go to. So, you know, there's lots of news items about this, and there'll be lots of sort of more formal written reports and things about it. But it also needs to be sort of communicated by social media channels. So where, you know, people of this age are reading, it needs to be really well communicated through those channels so they come across it, because they're not necessarily going to be searching for information on sexting. I think that's really important. I think it's really important also, you know, we think of education often as what is happening in schools, but parents are also a big part of this. So I think it's important for parents to be aware of the changes that the government has made and why they've made them. So if parents are talking to their kids about sexting, that they're sort of up to date and they're not sort of locked in the views that sexting is always bad and you should never do it. It's not that black and white. They need to sort of listen to their children a bit more or have a little bit more of an open attitude to it. And I think also schools who are doing some kind of education program about this, they need to have a bit more, have an open attitude to it as well, and be up with these latest changes as well.
Absolutely. I guess on that parent thing, because it's not only, changing for children in this new age, it's probably a completely new thing to parents, as they probably didn't have that experience when they were going through those parts of their life. And as a parent yourself, how can you see, parents becoming more educated to be more proactive around sexting?
Yeah, you know, often for parents, it can be a difficult conversation when you're talking to your kids about.
Be quite awkward, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that can make, it can be awkward for both sides, you know, the parents and the teenagers. So I think one way that's really good for parents to start to talk with their children about sexting and about, you know, being safe, but it's okay to express yourself, those kinds of messages, is to, for them to give their kids something to read. You know, it's a great, it could be just a recent news article on the changes to the laws. Just a simple thing, get them to read it, and then you can just chat a little bit about the article that you've asked your son or daughter to read. It's just a great way of breaking the ice. It's a bit less confronting than just saying, well, you know, are you sexting? Because that's a bit tricky to go into at first. It's just a nice, easier way for parents and for the kids themselves to start to talk about this, because the focus can be on the news article, and it will probably lead to a chat about more generally sexting, or, you know, what kids are doing at school or things like that. So it's a much easier way of broaching the subject.
Yeah, you come in with common ground, and it makes things a little bit easier to talk about the stuff that's not too easy to talk about with your parents. Anyway, so thank you so much, Doctor, for talking to us this morning. It's a very interesting subject, and especially after the new legislation has passed. So it's going to be interesting to see how, I guess, this might change the realm of teen sexting and whether it changes anything at all. So, yeah, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.